Troubles in the auto industry also affect car dealers. For almost 100 years, dealerships have worked pretty much the same way. They buy the cars from the factory, then they bring them to the lot to resell to the public. As NPR's Martin Kosty reports, that's not likely to change anytime soon.
Chris Olson runs Seaview Auto in Linwood, Washington.
My father and I built this place, selling Chevrolets, and we got Buick Pontiac GMC truck about 4 years ago.
Dealers run in Olson's family, his grandfather, his father, his son, and then there's the small matter of the other GM dealership nearby.
Well, I compete with my brother, who is about 6.5 miles down the street.
Oh, does he have the same brands?
Yes, he does, but we usually offer the better deal.
The key to this business, Olson says, is to keep moving the inventory, or moving iron, as he puts it. And right now, his lot contains some iron that's not going anywhere.
When gas hit $4 a gallon, we went to GM, said, look, we want a bunch of Aveos. They're 35, 36-mile gallon vehicles. So we finally got our Aveos after 3 months. But by then, gas is down below $3 a gallon. Do you think I'm selling Aveos?
I see them lined up. How many you got lined up out there?
I've got about 25 of them out there, and we sell about 2 a month.
Those tiny Aveos aren't GM's problem anymore. Olson's already paid for them. When a dealer misjudges consumer demand, he's the one who's got to find a way to unload the cars, even if it means taking a loss. Robert Atkinson says there's got to be a better way.
Yeah, I'm president of the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation, which is a think tank in Washington, D.C. that focuses on technology and innovation issues.
Lately, Atkinson has been thinking about how to streamline the sales of new cars. He says the automakers should imitate computer companies, which often let buyers order and customize new computers online.
You could envision certainly cars being made that way, that you put an order in online, you customize it on the thing, you get your bill, you just pay it, and it's delivered to your house 2 weeks later.
Not only would this cut down on inventory expenses, the car makers would get a more real-time sense of consumer demand, and maybe build fewer cars that nobody wants. The big problem with this idea is it's illegal.
Every single state prohibits any automobile producer from selling a car directly themselves, including selling it directly online.
Atkinson is talking about franchise law. Over the last century, car dealers have secured a complex web of state laws that protects them from being undercut by the car makers themselves, and more recently, by people trying to sell new cars online. Scott Painter was one of those people during the dot-com boom.
We had actually purchased delivery trucks, and we were delivering cars with a bow on the hood, and our drivers did all the paperwork.
But the law barred Painter from actually making the sales himself. What his company was really doing was helping his customers locate the cars they wanted on the lots of traditional dealers. The experience taught him a lot about what he calls the mismatch between supply and demand.
The consumer choices or preference would only match what was in inventory about 20% of the time. So what was being manufactured was just not the right fit for the market. And the only way that you sell something that isn't what the customer wants is you incentivize them to compromise.
The auto dealer associations reject the notion that they're somehow a drag on American car makers. They say those companies need them because they buy inventory up front and they make the manufacturing process more predictable. And they say customers need them too, for service and to take trade-ins. Back at Seaview Auto Center, Chris Olson says despite his glut of unsold Aveos, he doesn't think there really is an alternative to having a dealer with a lot full of new cars.
People still want to look and touch and smell and drive the vehicle that they're thinking about buying.
If he's right about that, 30 years from now, there may yet be a fifth generation of Olson dealers still worried about moving iron. Martin Kosty, NPR News, Seattle.